You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. A question today from Jeffrey. We've got Lindsay with us. Lindsay, nice to catch up again.
Brad, I am so chuffed to be here. How are you doing?
Very, very good. Thank you. Question a couple of weeks ago about Pilates as a substitute for strength training. Today, similar question, but with regards to yoga. And Jeffrey wants to know, can yoga be done in addition to the strength training, like on an off day or a rest day, or should it be done instead of strength training? And are there any benefits to incorporating yoga into your running training?
Yeah, so there's definitely benefits to incorporating yoga into your running training, both from a range of motion, flexibility, as well as your little intrinsic muscles that help with the stability through the stance phase, and then very much it's not meditation, but that clearing of the mind and the spiritual side that goes with yoga. So absolutely fantastic to incorporate. I wouldn't incorporate instead of. If it's possible, it would be in addition to, it would be on one of those off days. And that's not to say that the strength component of yoga isn't hard. I know it's hard, but it's not quite the type of strength training that we want from a performance point of view, and in particular from a point of view of ensuring that we maintain the kind of absolute prime mover strength that we're looking for to reduce the effects of aging.
Brilliant. Well, Jeffrey, thank you so much for that question. Much appreciated. Best of luck. Let us know how you get on. Lindsay, as always, thanks for your time today on the Ask Coach Parry podcast.
Yeah, brilliant. Go well, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.